From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, part of this series on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has shown, Paul is teaching here that it is by regeneration that the Holy Spirit brings us into vital union with Christ. Further, by this act, all who are born again are brought into union with all who are in Christ. Also, as we've seen, God intends the church to function as a body, not as a bunch of individualists. Ultimately, it is our relationship to Christ that determines our relationship to every other believer. As Dr. Cairns brings this message to a conclusion, he emphasizes that the Holy Spirit is the sustainer and supplier of the life of Christ's body, the church. In other words, the church is to operate by the power of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to call attention to his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. Today, he speaks of the importance of the precious blood of Christ.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about the great economic and financial crisis that a lot of people are passing through. We have had the mortgage crisis and the scandal surrounding it. We have rising prices on all hands. We have great talk about price gouging and conspiracies and speculations and people trying to get rich quick at the expense of other people. All these things going on. And it's obvious that to a lot of people, the most precious thing in the world is money, or along with money, the power that it brings. People are doing all sorts of things on the international markets to make themselves rich. And when you stop to think of it, you know, it's really not very wise, because money can't be all that precious. Now, I understand that it's necessary. We need to be able to go to shop and buy groceries and buy gas and all those things. I understand that. I'm not trying to be so otherworldly that I'm of no earthly use. I understand those things. But anything that you've got to leave behind, anything that can last you for just a little while, and when you're facing death and eternity, is of no use to you whatsoever, cannot be ultimately precious. There are more precious things than money. Family, for example, certainly much more precious than anything that money can buy. There are many other things that you could mention. But when you think of precious things, what would you say is the most precious thing in all the world? The most precious thing that has ever existed in the world? Silver? Gold? Diamonds? Even human love, human family? What would be the most precious thing? I would say, according to Scripture, the most precious thing that this world has ever seen is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I say that? Well, first, because the Bible calls it precious blood. Now, the Bible speaks of a number of things as being precious. But I put the blood here as the most precious thing the world has ever seen. And I'll tell you why. The Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, you know that you were redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Psalm 49 speaks of men who are intent on gaining money, getting all the wealth that they can in the world, and saying not one of them can, by all of this, redeem his own soul. There's not one man, however rich he's ever been, could ever redeem a soul. But the precious blood of Christ redeems the soul. It cleanses from all sin. It brings a person into a right relationship with God. It prepares him for heaven. It purchases for that man every blessing of the covenant of grace for time and for eternity. This precious blood of Christ is sinless blood. It is the sinless blood of the sinless Lamb of God. And remember, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can save from sin, cleanse from its filth, remove its guilt, justify you before God, and finally bring you to glory. Now, that leads to the inevitable question, are you redeemed? The old hymn puts the question, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I would ask you that today. Make sure that you are among the redeemed, the blood-washed of the Lord. We'd like to help you. You can contact us at any time, however it suits you, email, snail mail, telephone, and we'll be happy to send you a copy of my booklet, A New Beginning, which we trust will lead you to understand personally and experience personally what it is to be redeemed, washed in the blood of Christ.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Great Revival, which took place in Ulster in 1859, a moving of God's Holy Spirit which saw literally thousands of people swept into the kingdom of God. Five of our Free Presbyterian ministers will deal with various aspects of the revival. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of the Reverend John Wiley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And what is the greatest need of the church today? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Our relationship to Christ determines our relationship to all around us who are in Christ. I finish very quickly. All that I have said on that second head is very true, very practical, very necessary, but altogether impossible unless we recognize the truth of the third great area that I mentioned. The Holy Spirit is the supplier and sustainer of the vital life of the church and the Christian. He baptized us into the body. He is the vital life principle of the body. I want you to get this. You can string together an organization. You can put together a pastor and elders and deacons and members. You can put an organization together, but that's not a church. If those people are saved people, then they have in them the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the life principle in every believer, and He is the life principle in the body of believers. There is no alternative to the operation of the Spirit among the people of God. Nothing can take the place of the Holy Ghost in the Church of Christ. The opening section of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is given over to a statement of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, I'm not going to deal with those today. We'll examine them in due time as we continue with the study in the Holy Spirit. But for the moment, let me note this. All those gifts, at least those that are applicable to the church in post-apostolic days, and some of them are not. There are no apostles today. There are no inspired prophets today. The canon of Scripture is closed. But those that are applicable to the church today, these gifts in their operation are the biblical norm for the church of Christ. Now, I want you to get the picture Paul is painting. Let's do it prayerfully. And let's ask the Lord as we note this, is this the church on Haywood Road that we're describing? Church that Paul is speaking of is a body in which the life of the Spirit of God is continually evident, energizing that body and enabling all its members to live out the life that they have in Christ and so serve Him in a sinful world. Again, can I point this out? That the Spirit operates through the body. And the Spirit energizes and enables every member to operate through the body. I am sick hearing the stupid inane question, is the church a body that has a place in the 20th century? Is the church relevant? I want to tell you, when the church ceases to be relevant in any day or in any area, God has finished with that day and finished with that area, except to damn it in hell. Let's get that. Is the church relevant? What a sick question from people who would think that they can organize the work of God better than God Himself. I tell you, the body has in it the vital life of God the Holy Spirit. This is how the church is to operate. Oh yes, we have our schemes and our plans and our organization and our gatherings. We have all those things. And they're all needful, necessary, and scriptural. I have referred before to the fact that God created Adam's body but it was just a mass of clay until he breathed the breath of life into him. We need that quickening breath of the Spirit of God. So life in the Spirit is not an option. It's the necessary result of regeneration. Now let me say it absolutely clearly that every Christian and every Christian church has to some extent the real manifestation of the Spirit. You're not saved if you don't have the Spirit. So every Christian and every gathering of Christians has some real manifestation of the Spirit. But sadly, that's greatly curtailed. Because we so often grieve the Holy Spirit. And we so often lose the power of His operation. Men and women today, I trust that you'll hear me in this. If we grieve the Holy Ghost in this place, we may as well not exist. I mean that. I don't care if we fill the pews, have a good budget, and go home happy. If we grieve the Holy Spirit of God, we'd be better out of existence. We need the fullness of His operation. We need the widespread distribution of the Holy Ghost in all His gifts and power. I trust that God will give it. As we close, let's ask the Lord to apply His word to our hearts. And as we leave God's house this morning, let's ask ourselves a couple of questions. Have I been vitally united to Christ? If so, then I need to see clearly all that that means to be in Christ. Therein lies my peace. Secondly, let us ask the question of ourselves, does my union with Christ express itself in a true Christ-like love for and fellowship with those others around me who are in Christ? And finally, is the Spirit of God's power seen in me? Does the Holy Ghost energize me as a member of the body to make toward the growth and edification of the body and the deepening of love in the body? Is the work of the Holy Ghost in power seen in me? Why, this morning, am I merely like one of those of whom God spoke to Ezekiel? I acquiesce in all that the Word of God says. I call it a lovely, pleasant song, music to my heart. But all the time, by sin and disobedience, I grieve the Holy Ghost to such an extent that I have no real experience of the joy, the comfort, and the power which He gives. May God stamp His word in our hearts. May God make you the member of the body you ought to be. Make me the member of the body I ought to be. May God make the body to enjoy the suffusion and effusion of the living power of God the Holy Spirit.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.